Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Yeah, steady hand, you know, no pun intended, wide receiver room. Hey, he's a veteran, so, you know, he's been there and done it, played a lot of football, has that experience, whether it's, you know, games overall, playoff games. He's been a steady leader for us and a guy that's trusted in the building.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott heaping praise on wide receiver Gabe Davis. Makes his return to Jacksonville on Sunday afternoon as we welcome in Mia O'Brien. Here on ESPN Radio, Action Sports Jags, one of our favorites when we're talking Jags. Mia, it's always good to have you on with us. Really appreciate the time. I mean, Davis coming back to Jacksonville is one of just many different angles between these two teams. But more than anything, let's get caught up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, who come in as the 3 seed, an unbelievable season. Coaching matters, apparently. Liam Cohen turning things around there. Does it go beyond the coach and the coaching staff and the culture that they've built?
I think that about sums it up. And to be fair, they did bring in several free agents. They certainly went, what did James say? When we will go boldly, or when we go, whatever the line was when they made the move to trade up for Travis Hunter for number 2 overall in the NFL draft. But ultimately, this is largely the same roster from a season ago. At least the core of it is. And they just added a couple thermostats to a bunch of thermometers. It's raised the temperature. Certainly, Liam Cohen is the hottest thermostat of them all. And here we are, a team that not only is playing with its hair on fire, but for the first time, you can go up to a player and say, tell me what a Jacksonville Jaguar is. And they can clearly articulate the DNA, the Duval DNA, and the type of player and the type of style in which the Jacksonville Jaguars want to play in moving forward.
Yeah, I remember talking to you before week 3 last season and Jacksonville, and you didn't have a good, you know, vibe on this team, and you know, that ended up being right. And one takeaway I had from that game was, wow, Trevor Lawrence just doesn't look right. He's taking steps, and at the time he was really in a downward trend, and now I think you can say he's the hottest quarterback entering this postseason. Okay, Cohen being one reason, but what else? How has Lawrence now turned this around to look like a franchise quarterback?
I think that the Jaguars, after the midseason acquisition for Jacoby Myers, were able to finally run the offense that Cohen wanted to run. And to be fair, when he got to Tampa, he didn't want to run that predominantly 21 personnel, Bucky Irving as the featured back, with the tight end Kate Otten being a central figure type of offense. I mean, he thought he was going to run run a 5-out offense, and he'd be just hunky-dory with the tandem of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Then both those guys get hurt, and all of a sudden you have to adapt. And so it's not to say that Liam Cohen and this coaching staff weren't adapting, but they knew what type of scheme, what offensive philosophies would match Trevor's skill set best, in their opinion. And until they made the move for Myers, who I had Jordan Rodriguez of The Athletic on my podcast on the Action Sports Jacks Network yesterday, and so that clip's on my social channels. I'm sure we'll plug it at the end. But Jordan said, and she's covered the Rams now for 5+ years, you need that one wide receiver that's going to be the turnkey to the rest of the offense, or as she says, the spine of the torso or the rib cage of the entire passing scheme. And that player is Myers, who never played for Sean McVay, but he might as well have been a Rams receiver in a former life because he's willing to go inside and outside. He'll do the dirty work underneath, those deep digs and deep curl routes that not every receiver is willing to do. You bring him into the offense, you're able to put Brian Thomas Jr. back at his natural position on the outside. Parker Washington is interchangeable at this point with Myers, not to mention some of the other wrinkles you have with Brenton Strange, the running backs in the passing game, et cetera, et cetera. And so Trevor's playing with a lot of confidence because, number one, his coach is instilling that confidence in him, verbatim telling him to just let it rip. I don't care if you turn the ball over. I just want to see you being confident. And that has paid dividends. But also, when the operation around you is so sound, that has to lead you to be more confident in your game.
15 months ago, Mia, that was when the Bills beat Jacksonville on Monday Night Football 47-10. And I remember our conversation. You mentioned that then Jags defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen was rotating guys in and out in every position on the defense. And I'm curious as to how things have changed. Two parts here. I'm curious as to how things have changed now with a defense that's really stout against the run. In fact, we're going to see strength on strength with the Bills running James Cook right into the teeth of that Jags defense. And then two, does Nielsen have any sort of advantage knowing and having the familiarity that he has with the personnel on this Jacksonville roster now as a senior defensive assistant here in Buffalo?
No, because they're all about 25 pounds lighter since Ryan Nielsen left them, and you can put that on the record. No disrespect to Ryan. I immense respect for him when he was here. I know players in that locker room do as well. They echoed that to me today. So, no, I don't think he has some sort of advantage because I think you're seeing a lot of the same players that not necessarily Nielsen, but perhaps some others who were here in Jacksonville over the last few years, maybe some young players who they questioned the study habits, they questioned whether they got it. Well, Anthony Campanelli came in here, and he made it his goal to teach first and to teach his players the why. And whatever he's doing in preparing those young men, all of a sudden you're seeing these young 23, 24, 25-year-old defensive backs and Devin Lloyd, like, taking the next step in a way that we've waited 2-3 years for them to do. And so I think that what's so interesting with Campanelli's defense is that you really can't say, well, it's a Vic Fangio style, or it's a Brian Flores style. They run zone. They run man. It's a little bit of everything, and that's what has made it one of the most complete defenses over the last 2 months in the league, because you truly don't know what they're going to throw at you. If they have a deficiency, it's that they're sixth to last in sacks, but Josh Hines-Allen was second in the league in pressures this season. And so it's not like they're not affecting the quarterback, and the 22 interceptions tie for a league best, and when you consider they had 9 total takeaways last year, that's not including the fumble recoveries and other turnovers as well. You could argue that it doesn't really matter about the sacks. Now, to be fair, getting Josh Allen down on the ground is a point of emphasis. Containing him is too, and I think that that's what's made this Jaguars defense so good, is there's just so many different ways you can skin a cat or succeed on defense.
22 interceptions, Danger. The Bills are just coming off a team where they had 0 interceptions for the season, being the Jets. Mia O'Brien, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Mia, as far as protecting Trevor Lawrence, now the Bills, we've seen them, I would say, blitz a little more often this year and be a little more creative. It's not a ferocious pass rush for Buffalo, but they can get the job done, certainly. Tell me about Cole Van Lannen and his status, where even if he's out there, is he going to be at 100%? Will he be able to do the job?
Yeah, I don't want to speculate. I just saw Cole in the locker room. Obviously, he was on the practice field earlier today for the first time this week. In terms of the extent of the injury, I don't want to speculate on that. I was the one reporter that he told me on Sunday, trainer said I can go ahead and walk on 2 feet through the locker room and talk to you, so I guess I'm good. And then we didn't see him on Wednesday and Thursday. So I can't speculate whether or not he'll be able to go. What I will tell you is not only has Cole Van Lannen played 4 of the 5 positions along the offensive line, started at 4 of those 5 positions this year, but Walker Little has been above average stepping in at right guard the last 3 weeks with Patrick McCarry sidelined. McCarry can play all five positions. You couple Wyatt Milam, the rookie third rounder out of West Virginia, who, well, yes, he hasn't started this year. He came in and played extensively against the Titans in Nashville when Little went down with a concussion injury. And he's a guy who played left tackle in college, but he's training at guard in the NFL. And so, point being, they're very confident in their depth and the fact that they have so many guys who can play so many different positions along the O-line, to the point that they keep bringing it up every time we talk to Liam Cohen or James Gladstone. They're like, you all thought we were crazy when we were moving dudes along, you know, everywhere back in training camp and having this guy starting at this position in the preseason and that guy there and seeing snaps there. You thought we were nuts. The 2022 Rams season, I tell this to people all the time, it truly affected both of those individuals. Cohen, of course, was the offensive coordinator, and James was ascending to the role of director of scouting. And you can tell that the Rams' post-Super Bowl just debacle of a season, which was rooted in offensive line injuries and not having depth, it has changed how they both approach the game from a roster construction and coaching standpoint. And so the Jags are confident, whether or not CBL can go, that they'll be able to have an offensive line that is more than capable of getting the job done. And to those who question, you know, Walker Little at left tackle, where, yes, I know Danielle Hunter baptized him against the Houston Texans, who didn't get baptized by Danielle Hunter this year, I would encourage you to go check out Walker Little's performance in the 2022 wild card game against the Los Angeles Chargers and a guy by the name of Joey Bosa.
So, yeah, and we'll see Bosa on the field, of course, on Sunday as well. And you mentioned the depth and you mentioned the versatility, Mia. But what about the overall performance? I mean, can the Bills... You know, Gene mentioned they're not a ferocious pass rush, but you do have Rousseau, you do have Bosa. They can affect the quarterback. How's the performance been? We know about the versatility now. We know about the depth. Have they been up to snuff?
Yeah, I think that they've been above average. I think that if you go 1 through 5, they're probably like a B-, which when you consider that in the NFL, and I tell people this all the time too, like, you don't have, like, the Chiefs having both Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith having two Pro Bowlers on the same offensive line is very rare. Like, you're lucky if you've got one. You can't expect to have 3 or 4, and I that's just an unrealistic expectation and understanding of the league. So I think they've been above average. I think they've been more than okay in the run game, which I know is what, when people try to poke holes in the Jags, oh, they haven't been able to run the ball the last few weeks. Well, that's because they haven't had to. Like, if the passing game's operating at the efficiency that it is, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we did see the Jaguars run the ball with that same offensive starting five on the line that I alluded to if Cole Van Lannen can't go earlier this year. I would also tell you that since the bye, so that was around week 10, Trevor Lawrence has been one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League against the blitz. I don't have the stat in front of me right now, but I know his completion percentage is more than 67%. And so he has turned it on. And you can go back and turn on the tape against the Cardinals, turn on the tape against the Titans, where they did try to blitz him, and it was dialed in. Like, no question, no fear. As soon as he saw the blitz coming, he immediately knew what spot to throw the ball to, and that was when we first started looking around and saying, oh, this isn't the same old Trevor.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, I don't think you were on the Jags beat in the year 2021, but I would say that one of the grossest losses for the Buffalo Bills in the McDermott era was that 9-6.
Oh, I was here.
Oh, you were here.
I was here, rest assured.
Okay.
Oh, I've been here since 2018. They told me I'd cover a Super Bowl team, and they won 5 games, but I've been here since 2018. So, yes, I was there.
Okay.
I was in the building for that one.
Good, good. Yeah, so, like, we call that the Urban Meyer game here because that's just embarrassing that you lost that game, and we realized this week, wait a second. Matthew Wright was the Jacksonville kicker in that game. So we're expecting perhaps Wright. Maybe it's Matt Prater. I mean, it's advantage Jacksonville. Tell me a little bit about Cam Little. Like at what point do they trust him? Let's say, barring the end of the first half or the end of the game here, like at what point are you saying, all right, 40-yard line, 50-yard line, Cam Little, what kind of advantage is that for Jacksonville?
It's a massive advantage, and I want you to go back now and search his name and go back to the month of October. Not that he was 0 for October, but that was when he was struggling mightily, and Liam Cohen stood by his 22-year-old kicker and said, nope, we're not bringing in any competition. There's no tryouts. Cam's going to go home over the break to Oklahoma, and he's going to get away from football, and he's going to come back, and we're going to be A-OK. And sure enough, not only did he come back and he was A-OK, he hit the NFL record 68-yarder the very next week, and he's been dialed in ever since. I think that in terms of it'll have to be time and place, to be fair, like end of game or at halftime, which is when he hit both the 68 and the 67-yarder this year, was right before the half. I think that that naturally lends itself to an opportunity to maybe get a little crazy with it. But, I mean, you could look at his numbers from 60 to 65, which at this point in time with the K-balls, it's kind of become commonplace around the league that kickers are at least going to try in that range. And while the weather is going to drop about 20 degrees, it's not expected to be raining, at least not my last check of the forecast for the Jags. I mean, maybe that changes, but if the weather holds, I mean, he hit a 67-yarder last week. And the weather wasn't the 82 that it currently is. Sorry, I had to rub that in there. I think that a lot of it depends on time and place, but Liam Cohen has the utmost confidence in that young kicker.
It should be illegal, by the way. We have Bills beat reporters that are already down there doing the reports from the beach, and everybody here just wants to strangle them. Like, that should be against the law for you to even say the temperature down there when you're talking to us, Mia. The Bills, in recent weeks, have been better against the run. We know that through the course of the season, they could be had against the run. Travis Etienne is having a nice season, but the guy that I'm nervous about and the guy that I think could give the Bills defense problem, I want you to share a little bit more about Basil Tuten and what he might mean on Sunday.
Yeah, so I was talking to Basil today, my fellow Jersey guy. Third down back and fellow rookie LaQuint Allen is also a Jersey guy, so We have a lot of fun, the three of us, celebrating our heritage alongside defensive coordinator Anthony Campanelli and Josh Hines-Allen. Anywho, Basil, it's interesting because, and Liam Cohen's been very open about this, and certainly in some of the behind-the-scenes footage the Jaguars have showed on their in-house website and on their in-house YouTube channel, they drafted him with the thought of, we need that home run hitter, our Bucky Irving. Not only was Liam Cohen and James Gladstone interested in the Virginia Tech product services, so were the Los Angeles Rams. So I think that's a pretty good stamp of approval, if you ask me. Basil was expected to be that change of pace, home run hitter to complement Travis Etienne. And instead, he's kind of taken on the role of being a short yardage down back, which I don't know if anyone anticipated him taking on that role. He did miss 2 weeks with a finger injury. Fully healed from everything we can see. Liam Cohen did tell us on Wednesday that they're similar to Trevor, encouraging Basil to just let it rip in his own way in terms of you don't need to be running through the open field with two arms around the football. You're going to be okay. Get loose with it. Be loose. And I do think that there's some tricks up the sleeve of Liam Cohen, especially because we haven't seen a lot of 21 personnel since Tuten returned from that injury. And in terms of the sheer ability, I mean, whether it's a short yardage situation, I know the fantasy football community is happy to see him succeeding, but the Travis Etienne owners aren't happy because he has certainly been a thief when it comes to some of those touchdown numbers from Etienne. The dude looks like he got shot out of a cannon. It is that quick of a burst. And then I would also just add that Allen, well, yes, maybe not the same threat to run, but certainly in the pass catching game as a third down back. That's one to circle. I'll just tell you, Quinn Allen is one to circle because he may be the most entertaining man on a football field. No one wants the smoke more than that young man, who some folks in the building believe is already the best third down pass pro running back in the National Football League. He didn't turn 21 until this summer.
Mia, we've had more than one guest this week on with us say, hey, the winner of Buffalo-Jacksonville will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Would you agree with that? Because I just look at it from the Jacksonville side. All right, if you win this game in Jacksonville, you've got, if the seats hold New England, which isn't tough, or maybe ultimately Denver, and you just pasted Denver here. So your thoughts, is that true or false? The winner, this is the best matchup here in the wild card round. Winner of this game would be the best bet to represent the AFC.
Yeah, I hate to give you the same answer, but that's the answer I've been running with, and I've been telling anyone and everyone, and I truly believe it, because it either comes down to Jacksonville truly is the most well-rounded team in the field, like many national analysts are now picking up on, or Josh Allen is about to go on a generational heater and lead the Bills to the Super Bowl. It's one or the other, in my opinion. That's with no disrespect to Drake May, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix, but these are the two best quarterbacks, in my opinion, in the AFC right now, although May end up winning the MVP award. These are the two best quarterbacks over the last month and a half, even with Josh Allen fighting that injury, and the two that could go nuclear at any given moment. And so that's why in the postseason, I have to ride with whoever wins this one. Yes, will be the AFC representative in Santa Clara in a month and a half.
Speaking of injuries, Mia, we didn't get a chance to ask you about Travis Hunter this season. I mean, there's been a lot that led up to him getting on the field and, of course, a disappointing end with the injury. But talk to us a little bit about the enthusiasm and excitement around this two-way player, the way he was drafted, what you had to give up to get him, and the impact that he made in the short amount of time that he was on the field earlier this season.
Yep, the expectation is Travis will be ready for off-season activities in the spring. He continues to progress in his recovery. I was told this week he's doing great, and so the hope is that he continues to do great in the recovery from what was described to me by multiple people who saw it with their own two eyes as truly a freak injury during a Thursday practice right before that Week 10 matchup with the Raiders before Halloween. Surprise, trick-or-treat, Travis Hunter's done for the year, LOL, that was a lot of fun. But no, he's the type of electric personality, too, where I think that not even just the ability on the field in an open space, whether that's as a wide receiver or a defensive back, he changes the math, as James Gladstone likes to say. But even on the practice field, you just see the joy that he brings to his entire team and the juice, which is what the Jaguars needed. Again, that notion about thermostats over thermometers has been a pretty popular talking point in these parts. But one that I love, and Travis, like, when I asked him about it, like at his locker, he was almost like taken aback by it. I love that during during practice, when they're stretching at the start of practice, Travis, for every stretching motion that he does, he moves around. And so he'll do standing stretches with the offensive lineman. Then he'll do down on the ground with the defensive lineman. And then he'll go over to the tight ends. And he tries to, in his words, touch each of his teammates because he wants to get to know, obviously, all of them. But he also wants them to know that they matter to him. And that was something I had never seen before. DJ Dallas, the local product who's now the fourth running back for the Jags, actually does something similar. And he said for him it stems from when he was in Pee Wee playing quarterback. And it was really just reinforced to him, like, hey, you need to make a conscious effort to get to know everyone as a little sixth grader. And so I thought it was interesting that, you know, that's Travis's approach, like as a team first guy. And you can see why he was number one on the Jaguars draft board. I mean, people sometimes say, like, I've talked to James about it. Like, we were just telep, because I came home from the gym that Monday before the draft, and I looked at my fiance and I said, honestly, I know he's the number one player on their board. There's a sizable gap between him, Ashton Jensen, and Tet McMillan. He's the most intangibly rich guy there is. Just do it. And he was like, you have to sell the house for it. And I was like, okay, like, who cares? And they didn't have to sell the house. And now that draft pick that will be conveyed to the Cleveland Browns, needless to say, will not be the top 10 pick that some perhaps thought it would be when the Jaguars moved up for Hunter back in April.
Mia, last one for me, and it's just, I should know this. I don't. I know Duval is the county. I know the chant. What's the origin of that?
Good question, in light of who will be doing the first Duval. I actually don't know when it really started as a chant among the fan base. Obviously, it's synonymous with Jacksonville because it is the county and it is the largest county in the continental United States. I think we're the only city, too, that the entire city is one county, and so that's kind of why it goes hand in hand. But Mike Peterson, the Jaguars linebacker back in the early 2000s, who's been a coach with both Florida and South Carolina over the last 5 years, is going to do the first Duval before the game, and he also cut a couple different videos for the team. But you go back to a Monday night game back when Mike Pete was playing, he actually, like, that was when I think the national scene first heard the word Duval. He did the intros, if you guys remember, on Monday Night Football, where one player would introduce the whole team. And so he came on screen and he said, "Welcome to Duval, prepare to be hit." So a lot of folks here in Jacksonville are hoping that we get that same line from Mike Peach Sunday pregame before the Jags and the Bills kick it off.
Mia, tell us about what you've been working on. Where can we get more of your work? It's always great following along with what you're putting out there in Jacksonville, and we really appreciate you giving us time.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. No questions about London either, which I really like. I was a little upset. First things first, brought it up yesterday. I'm like, stop taking like shots for no reason. They just invested a ton of money in a new stadium, but what do I know? Follow me on Twitter at Mia O'Brien TV. That's the best place to know up to the minute where I'm at, because I'm in my initial year with ESPN, so my shows are kind of all over the place. But I'm having a ton of fun, especially doing game night with my friend Q Myers from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then sometimes I'll fill in for Amber and Ian as well from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. So that's been a ton of fun. You can also follow for all of my Jaguars insider notes. You can follow the O'Brien NFL Notebook. That's just my personal Patreon website. Free 7-day trial for you Bills fans. Memberships start at $5 per month. I also am hosting Jaguars content for our local CBS affiliate here, both online and soon to be at some point in time on television. My return at some point, that's Action Sports Jax. I also co-host Locked On Jaguars, do their squad show 2 days a week. And if you're into women's basketball, I also do co-host the Women's Basketball Podcast once a week with Mitch Northam, OG Triangle Media. I teach at UNF, too. So if you also want to talk leadership, just hit me up. And I'd be more than happy to discuss leadership theory and curriculum.
I want you to send a course on how young journalists and young media professionals can put together a demo as good as you've put together through the years. I've watched you over the course of time, and I use it as an example for young people that want to get into this industry. I'm like, look at this demo. It's 2.5 minutes long, or however long it is, but you feel like you've watched 40 minutes of content. That's talent.
I appreciate that. The problem is once you do it once, you got to keep reaching that same bar.
And that's right.
So, not going to lie, I've kind of been stuck on trying to do an updated one the last, I started it back in, like, June, and then I, like, put it off to the side, and then someone else needed me to cut another reel of some specific NFL stuff, then I needed a play-by-play reel, so that one's still on the back burner, but that's all right. We got a lot of cool stuff from the fall, and maybe even in a playoff run ahead that I can incorporate into that next version. Appreciate you, though, mentioning that, and I appreciate you using me as an example. That means a lot.
Mia, be well. Appreciate the time, let's do this again sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
Take care, Mia. That is, how do you know Mia's a hustler? When we ask people, you know, at the end of our conversation, hey, what are you working on? What's going on? Where can we get more of your content? Usually it's one or two things. She's got like 8 things going on.
Well, usually the Locked On person just kind of does Locked On.
Yeah.
And that was like number 4 on her list.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, she's a little bit of a hustler. She's working a little bit down there.
But that's, you know what's a good example though too? Like, she's from Jersey. Like, go to a market that, you know,
just
might
work,
have opportunity.
Man. Just show
go
up
where the work is.
Show up and say yes. I mean, especially, look, if there's anybody listening who has somebody young in your life that wants to be an aspiring broadcaster or get into media or something like that, you know, 80 to 90% of success in this field, show up and say yes. That's it.
Show up
and say yes. If you do that, you're going to have doors open for you. It's crazy. And Mia is awesome. This week, she's the enemy. But great insight out of Jacksonville. And they're feeling pretty good about themselves.
They're loose, but do they tighten up? That's the question. They can say all the right stuff right now.
I struggle with the idea of McDermott losing to Cohen.
Why?
I struggle with the idea that a first-year head coach is going to get over on a guy who's won the AFC East and guy who's made it to the AFC Championship.
Sometimes it doesn't matter about the coaching. It's the fact that they're going to run these three wide.
Doesn't matter about the coaching, then the same personnel that was on the field 20 pounds heavier should should absolutely get throttled by the Bills 47-10. Might need to change my prediction if coaching doesn't matter. But it's a hard thing for me to envision. But Mia lays out a pretty good case there, and things at least appear to be moving in the right direction for the Jags once again after a few years of serious dysfunction. And I don't know. I mean, what would the genesis of that dysfunction be? It's a hard thing to put your finger on, but maybe it starts at the top.
We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet. We'll do that on Monday.
I wonder if Mia was at that press conference and the look of horror that might have been on her face. Like, that's the GM of an NFL franchise letting one rip mid-sentence.
Pausing, knowing it's coming. And then, excuse me, and just continuing on if I just sneeze.
Yeah. Yeah. Unflappable. Amazing. Trent Baalke. And amazing that, you know, Cohen's like, let me just wait a second before I say yes to taking this job. Is that the guy that I got to work with? Because if that's the guy I got to work with, I have other options. It turned out to work out okay for the Jags. You have that alignment between GM and head coach, and usually things work out. D.A., Damon Amendola.
Oh, it's like, yeah, we're saving, like, yeah, I don't want to, we've had great guests, but this is the way to finish up with our guest lineup this week, D.A.
Yeah, the host of the Bill Maddock podcast, he's going to join us here in the 4 o'clock hour. We want your predictions. Bills, Jags, 866-4326. Share it with us, 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.